All right, listen. Where most people fall into error is trying to leapfrog through the registration from one owner to the next. You get filed up between states. I mean, cops even do that sometimes. Now, registrations and tag numbers are all the computer's got. We're all accustomed to using tag numbers or registration numbers, not vehicle serial numbers. The clicking of the blue-handled practice revolvers was loud all over the room, and he had to rumble in her ear. There's one way it's easy. R.L. Polk and Company, that publishes city directories, they also put out a list of current car registrations by make and consecutive serial number. It's the only place. Car dealers steer their advertising with them. How'd you know to ask me? You were ICC enforcement. I figured you'd traced a lot of vehicles. Thanks. Pay me back. Get that left hand up there where it ought to be, and let's shame some of these lily fingers. Back in her phone booth during study period, her hands trembled so that her notes were barely legible. Raspail's car was a Ford. There was a Ford dealer near the University of Virginia who for years had patiently done what he could with her Pinto. Now, just as patiently, the dealer poked through his Polk listings for her. He came back to the telephone with the name and address of the person who had last registered Benjamin Raspail's car. Clarice is on a roll. Clarice has got control. Quit being silly and call the man up at his home. Let me see. Number 9, Ditch, Arkansas. Jack Crawford will never let me go down there. But at least I can confirm who's got the ride. No answer. And again, no answer. The ring sounded funny and far away, a double rump-rump like a party line. She tried at night and got no answer. At Wednesday lunch period, a man answered Starling's call. WPOQ plays the oldies. Hello, I'm calling to... I wouldn't care for any aluminum siding, and I don't want to live in no trailer court in Florida. What else you got?